So if we get dreams of our past profession, even after we have retired from it, is that good or...
10 years.
For 10 years you've been retired. Is that good or bad? See, I would say that dreams are simply recollections. But the more consequential thing will be, what is the effect of that? Means, is it creating desires that I should be doing it again? Or is it creating some kind of regret? Oh, why did I give it up? I should have been doing that. Or is it just a passing recollection that is coming and going? So if basically, the mind is often very unpredictable. And why a particular thought may come in our mind, even in our conscious state. Sometimes I'm just sitting here and something happened 20 years ago, I may get the thought in my mind. So now, often, why a thought comes in the mind, it's very difficult to find that out. We can sometimes find out, sometimes we can't find out. Now, if you consider the mind to be like a pond, and suddenly a ripple happens in the pond, we can look around. Did somebody throw a stone over here? Is that why the ripple may have happened? But sometimes there might be a fermentation deep at the bottom of the pond, and from there, because of that, bubbles are coming. Now, where that fermentation is happening, we don't know. So like that, we can look around in our external stimulus, external world, and see if there is some stimuli which is causing that recollection. But if that is not there, then the mind may just, in its own fermentation, something may come up, in the waking state, in the dreaming state. Generally, the thoughts that come in the mind, they grow to the extent we give attention to them. If we don't give much attention to the thought, it will come, it will go. Basically, it is like, say somebody comes in our house, somebody knocks at the door of our house, that person is a marketing agent or something like that. Now, if we'd open the door and start talking with them, they'll stay. But if you don't talk with them, they knock for some time and they go away. So, like, same way, when some thoughts come in our mind or some thoughts come in our dream, if you are not dwelling on them, if you feel that's not important, then there's no need to dwell on it. And you're not dwelling on it, they'll come, they will go. So there's no need to worry too much about it. It is to some extent natural if you have spent many years in a particular profession. Yes. To get memories of that is not a problem at all. It's just something which in the mind is coming out. It's only when we get emotionally involved in it and then we start experiencing desires or emotions very strongly in relationship with it, and then they distract our consciousness from Krishna. That's when it becomes a problem. Otherwise, just passing memories coming and going. Basically, in the 14th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that we should become observers of our consciousness. So it's just as if I'm living in a particular city, some visitor may come in the city and they may go away from the city. I just observe, I don't get involved in them. So like that, Krishna says our mind will go through different moods. We observe the moods of the mind, but we don't identify with them. And that way, if you do that, then it's not much disturbance. Thoughts become, thoughts go. If the thought is important for us, we invest our consciousness in it. Otherwise, you don't invest and it will go away.